Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, uthando into enhle, uthando isibusiso bazalwane. Uyasho la Lionel Richie uthi love oh love. Uyazi mam beauty ngikufaka ngezingabuni. Lionel Richie.
Ezilingana nam, I suppose.
Uyazi nje uthando enyinto nje okuwithi isimanga ingakho izilisho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthando and uthando nguNkulunkulu.
Amen.
So kusho ukuthi monganalo uthando awunayo uNkulunkulu.
Injalo. Injalo. Injalo.
Sawubona ba.
Sawubona bahle.
Unjani?
Yho uThixo uniphethe ngenceba.
Yeah.
Yeah, uniphethe ngenceba uThixo.
Uh-huh.
Ndimbonile ndisambona ndiseza umbona.
Yeah.
Yeah, wena unjani?
Ai mina ngomusa nami ngiphila ngawo umusa kaJehova.
Amen.
Uyazi ukuthi nje konke esikwenzayo akusikona ubuhlakani bethu akusikona ngamandla ethu kodwa sincike kumusa kaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama nanokuthi nje usiphe isikhathi sakho. Uyazi isikhathi yenyinto nje kuthiwa isikhathi si precious kakhulu.
Amen.
So umuntu uma ekunikeza isikhathi sakhe kusho ukuthi ubalekile.
Kakhulu, kakhulu.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya sazoxoxa. Ngiyabona isikhathi sethu sihambile kodwa sizozama nje ukuthi mhlambe nangale ku the last hour ngikutshontshele noma u 10 minutes
yabo
ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi kuningi sizokhuluma today. Iya ngicela ubabingelele ekhaya.
Oh ndithanda ukubingelela bonke abalaleli kwindawo ngendawo abamamele bekuzo. Ndibabulisa ke ngegama elihle lomfeli wethu Jesu Kristu igama elinamandla.
Amen.
Igameli kwazi ukutshintsha izimo noba zinjani.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Yeah, ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row bengithi nje inizwe ukuthi umama ukhona sekafikile la. Ya sizoxoxisana naye. I three songs in a row bengikuthathele la uDuva ethi kimudimo watsohle. Yeah. Ethi mudimu ona ngaphinda ngakuthathela uOmega ethi haleluya eyesithathu yona leyo ka Lionel Richie ethi love oh love isikhathi ke 28 after 3 siyakwamukela ufike kahle kuleli khaya ikhaya elinomfutho ikhaya elinothando singumgani singumsizi wansuku zonke your daily companion ngaphambi kokuthi sizo khuluma nje okuningi mhlambe ke mama lapha ekhaya ngiyazi ukuthi abanye bayakwazi abanye banokuzwa mhlambe ivoice yakho kwamanye ama radio station ya kodwa umam beauty abamazi kahle hle ukuthi ungubani so ngicela nje usibekele isithombe sakho ungubani umam beauty ukuzalwa uzalelwe kuphi.
Okay, enkosi kakhulu ke okokuqala nifuna ubulela ithuba endilinikiwe ngu-Radio Pulpit ubandibe lapha kumasa kwidlelo kwi-radio station yabo.
Mhm.
Mina igama lami ke ndingunonzwakazi lesixhosa. U-Beauty Magudu. Uphuma phakho la province etshisa kakhulu. Abayibiza i-Northern Cape. Kulanda wetshisa kakhulu kuthiwa yi-Upington.
Mhm.
Ndizalelwe khona ndikhulele khona ndafunda khona ndiphuma ke kwikhaya besibahlanu ekhaya so sesishike seyithundim ke inkulu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yapha ekhaya I'm a mother ndingumama ndingumakhulu ndingumfundisi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a mentor and I'm a coach. I'm an author as well ke njengoba bese kuchiwo ke lasting love zininzi wethu as cap zam endizithweleyo you know but ngaphezulu kwakho konke nje mna ndiphilela uThixo ngandlela zonke you know with every fiber of my being ndiphilela uThixo yes.
Wow ngithanda ke leyo ukuthi ngiphilela uThixo asiphilela abantu those la emhlabeni kodwa asiphilela abantu siphilela yena uNkulunkulu ngoba uyena owasipha impilo wasibusisa ngalempilo uyazi ukuthi kuphuma ngale eAppington yazi into engimangazayo ngihlezi ngizibuza ngingedwa so today ngithola ithuba ukuthi ngihlangane nomuntu oseAppington iAppington yo iyashisa njoba usho but into engimangazayo ukuthi abantu bakhona bekho dark in complexion
injalo it is amazing kuchisa nyani but ke nyani asikho dark in complexion for some weird reason nam ending ayaziyo you know
bonke nje abantu base Appington like ba light nje in complexion
yeah true
okay thing. Mam Beauty njoba ushilo hey ubalile izinto eziningi kusho ukuthi ungomama ogqoke igqoko eziningi
yes
you know and angazi ukuthi uyasazi yini isuthu abasuthu bathi mewithwara ka bogaleng
yes
uyibamba ngala iqije ngakhona
yeah no I have a little bit of suthu
yeah
yes
mhm okay mhlambe ma singizongena ne ku lencwadi yakho ngoba ukhuluma kakhulu ngendaba yemishado ukhuluma ngendaba yokwakha ama relationship uma ngabuza yini eya inspire ukuthi uyibhale lencwadi
oh okay thank you very much ngumbuzo obaluleke kakhulu ke lowo
yeah
mhlambe ndingayichongo ile yokuba I'm a widow as well umyeni wami uBishop Magudu usiye kulonya kupheleleyo yes ngoMay on the 27th of May
I'm so sorry for your loss ma.
Yeah thank you so much
mm-hmm.
So unthande kakhulu ke umyeni wami na xa ndiyibiza bendithi I had a fairy tale marriage
esifuna esisonke yeah
unthande kakhulu umyeni wami kakhulu so kangba apho siyamba khona noba kuse mall you know noba we are traveling abantu bebenokusimisa basibuza ukuthi but how do you do it
yeah
sibuze ke thina intoni bathi hayibona ibadala nje kodwa olthando thina esilibona apha kuni so how do you do it you know yeah so it was just so evident kumuntu wonke besihamba kunye yonke into besiyenza kunye even in ministry besishumayela kunye omnye oqalayo omnye uzawuvala you know and so based on abantu bemane besibuza ukuthi how do it then we realize ukuthi mhlambi ikhona i need yoba we must maybe start educating and teach and share ukuthi into le eyenza ba lomtshato wethu ube peculiar kangaka you know and so that is where the book came from but ke sisese busy ngaleyo kwaba ileyo bake uThixo uyamthatha ke utata kulonya kupheleleyo you know xa emthatha ke kwakubhlungu kakhulu and it happened so unexpectedly
yeah
so thathi kuThixo into ezawuthiwani ke ngoku I mean we had all these plans zoba we are going to minister to couples kodwa ngoku sekwenzeke le engalindelekanga you know umoya ongcwele wathi kum not all is lost kutheni lento ungabhala incwadi
yeah
kutheni lento ungayipeni down lento ibisenza ba abantu behambe benibuzi bani yenza njani lento and so that is how the book came about but lencwadi it was also a therapy for myself because ekubhaleni kwami lencwadi nami ndiye ndafumana my own healing you know as I was writing the book because yayingumbono wethu anyway to write a book you know so the book itself iye yang healer nami ikhona i chapter mhlamba andazi noba ndiyabaleka na you know I'm running ahead of myself
yeah before sizongena encwadini mhlambe asithole nje ukuthi umshado wakho bo unjani njoba usho ukuthi bona benulwimi
namathi
so ube emshadweni isikhathi esingakanani
okay istory sethu side we met at high school 1978.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was my high school sweetheart.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But life happened for 32 years. Singa bonani, singa tit.
Huh?
Yes. So after 32 years, kengoku, uthixo wasihlanganisa.
After 32 years?
After 32 years. And then I remember, yeah, okay, 32 years, you know.
Uh-huh.
Into 80, into 80, uyabona uthixo xa esenza into uyayigqiba ingekaqali.
Yeah.
Before iqala uthixo yena seyigqibile.
Mm-hmm.
So, edalwe nguthixo into noba kungenzeka ntoni ebomini, eventually into kathixo iza kwenzeka.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, after 32 years ke we met, we got married.
So, nisese single kule 32 years le ningabonani ngayo?
No, we had our separate lives.
Okay.
Yeah, I got married and I got married.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. And then, ke, I got divorced in the 32 years. Yena, waswelekelwa ngunkosikazi. And then 32 years ke later, we met and we got married. Aphe kutshateni kwethu ke, ukuhamba kwakhe besisitshate 9 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if fairy tale is in this, yonke into thina besiyenza kunye, like ministry, we do ministry together. Xa sihamba, we would travel together. Kangangokuba besingathanda uhamba nabanye abantu because apha ekuhambeni kwethu mhlawumbi endleleni we just decide ukuthi hayi we sleep over. You know, cases kumbuzo ucha bethu. It was awesome. It was heaven on earth.
Yeah.
That's how I can explain it. And kangangokuba, you know, even in the last few months, ububone mhlawumbi ndizawuthi ndithi ndicinga ukuthetha into or nditsho loo nto ibe nguyo ogqibezela i-sentence. That's how it was.
So nimunye.
Simunye, big time.
Yeah.
You know? And kangangokuba besinokuhleka mhlawumbi omnye uhlele sitting room, omnye usekamireni athi ke umyeni wam, hayi bo love uphi, kuthendi ngakuva uphefumu la nje, you know. But we are in the same house, you know. Mhlawumbi makudlula nje i-5 minutes omnye angabona omnye se uya WhatsApp, hayi bo uphi. Like it was just heavenly.
Yeah.
You know, it was just heavenly. And besisazana, you know, bekungapheli incoko emtshatweni wethu, bekungapheli incoko. We talk about anything and everything. Like, I'm not even exaggerating ukuthi ngezinye imini bekubetha u 4 o'clock oko sincokola sothuswe lixesha uba hayi bo sekungufo kanti silalandini.
Wow.
You know, bekumnandi ngendlela emangalisayo and ndimbonile uThixo uba uyakwazi mani ukurestora. Uke wabona uThixo uyakwazi nyhani ukurestora ngamanye amaxesha izinto ziyenzeka empilweni zethu kube ngathi asoze uphinde uhleke.
Yeah,
but uThixo uyakwazi aphinde amhlekise umntu.
Mm-hmm.
And ndikhumbula ndandikhe ndaya eDubai but on business. Yazi ke uyazi xa kuhlangene abo mama sisoloko sicomplaine, hey my husband this and my husband that and my husband that. Yazi ndema pha for the first time it dawned in my spirit ukuthi hayibo ndim lo ngoku ome apha ongena complain ngomyeni. Like I can't complain about anything ngomyeni wam. And I was like, wow, who would have thought? You understand?
Yeah.
So I abantu bayasazi kangangokuba ngoku after eswelekile bekunzima kum ukuye mall because bazandibuza kunovasmanier than kuthetha iAfrikaans kaloku up in there, you know. Because when you see the one, you know the other one is there, you know. So I besithandana man kakhulu. I mean ndingathetha kutsho nilanga.
What a beautiful, you know, love story. Yeah, and ukhulume ngokuthi I believe ukuthi bo uyi queen yakhe and then naye bo uyi king yakho. And uyabona njengoba sikhuluma kwamanje kunomunye othi uyazi lento umama ayikhulumayo mina ngikakaze ngi experience emshadweni wami. Mhlambe uthi umama manga nginikeza nje ama angazi ngithi ama tips
yes
or yeah advices ukuthi ngingenza njani ukuthi nami ngithole le mfudumalo in my marriage kungaba ubaba kungaba umama asikhulumi ukuthi umama or ubaba sithi nje ubaba naye uthi hey angaze nje ngilthole loluthando from my wife uwife naye uthi angaze ngilthole loluthando kubaba so i advice ipho ongabanikeza yona ukuthi bona othandweni ukuze kube mnandi emshadweni yilokhu nalokhu engakwenza
yeah thank you so much I think into yokuqala uku understand ukuthi umtshato uvela kuThixo.
Yeah.
Umnikazi womtshato nguThixo.
Mm.
So xa ungena emtshatweni ungena naye uThixo.
Yeah.
Nguye omela abe yidriver yalo mtshato.
Mhm.
Into yenzekayo uba uThixo njengoba ekufaka emtshatweni naye une assignment yakhe yena thixo ngomtshato lo over and above i romance nokuba mnandi ekhaya uthixo naye une assignment yakhe concerning the marriage so kubalulekile uba xa ungena emtshatweni hamba umbuza umnikazi womtshato umbuza uthixo ba ndizothini apha because once uyazi assignment ka thixo concerning umtshato because mna ndandiyazi ba uThixo because initially ndandingafuna ukuchata ke but ndandiyazi ba uThixo ithini assignment yakhe so uyambuza uThixo ukuthi ithini assignment yakho ewe sichatile siyathandana but eyakho wena Thixo iagenda ne assignment yakho ithini once uThixo ekuxelela ke ngokuba ithini assignment you do the assignment to the letter when you do the assignment the rest shall be added if fairy tale izawuzenza izawuzizela i romance izawuzizela you understand and then that indawo yokuqala ke le eyesibini ukuthi emtchatweni ukwi partnership nomoya oyingcwele umoya oyingcwele is our helper
that's profound
yeah umoya oyingcwele is our helper umoya oyingcwele uyasazi you know so when you are in partnership with the Holy Spirit nguye umoya oyingcwele ozawumane ekubonisa even your own blind spots because sometimes as is born thina ndita siziva ukunuka ikhwapha you know but ibango izaba ngumoya oyingcwele ozawuthi kuwe hayi bo kodwa you are a bit harsh ngoku okanye athi umoya oyingcwele hayi kodwa uyabheda ngoku uya understand so i partnership nomoya oyingcwele
yeah
And then another issue ukuthi xa ungena emshatweni before ungena emshatweni kumele udile nalento mina endiyibiza ukuba wounded soul wounded soul siyasindiswa but our spirit gets born again but our soul does not get born again so xa ungadilanga ne woundedness ye soul yakho So uzana le baggage ke ngoku mnandizane baggage yam yama wounds wam we divorce yam we trauma zam ya understand so then sifika kulomtchado ngoku ufumana siba siyalwa but ayikho into esiliswayo ayinanto okwenza nomtchado wethu ukuthi nje thina si wounded in our souls so yonke into ke ngoku eyenzekayo ufike mhlamba couple i-complainer ngokuthi hayibo omnyathi carpet i-red omnyathi maroon siyokuyaliwa uya understand so you deal with the woundedness of your soul it's so important because if i soul yakho iwounded kunzima uba uthande omnye umuntu kunzima nokulamkela uthando lomnye umuntu because your soul is wounded i soul xa iwounded ine bitterness ine hatred ine anger inayo yonke lento you know Another thing xa ufuna kube yile fairy tale kumele ube ngumuntu okwaziyo ukuxolisa ukuthi I'm sorry ndiyaxolisa uzibona ubu wrongo bakho wehle uzithobe ukwazi ukuthi I'm sorry Another thing important ile ukuthi xa ni chatile kumele kube khona lento endiyibizwa monitoring and evaluation yomchato. Kumnandi kungaliwa ukuhlale phansi uthi myeni wami, how can I be a better wife to you? Umyeni wakhe athi, nkosikazi yami, how can I be a better husband to you?
Wow.
Apha emchatweni wethu zeziphi ezi zinto mani oqonba maybe I need to improve on them.
Yeah.
Akuliwa uyaqonba kumnandi akuliwa. So from time to time you do that monitoring and evaluation yomchato wenu. Ubangaba kukhona i-areas of improvement. Nizibhala phansi umuntu ahamba yo improve. Xa niphinde nibuyela ke ngokuthi hayibo masibuyele kula area yam obuthendi nida ukuimprova kuyo. Unibona njani ngoku?
Yeah.
Ucinga uba ndi improvile okanye ucinga uba nisanida ukuimprova even more?
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Uyazi ngijabulisa ukuthi kukhona abantu ukuthi basakholelwa othandweni. You know, most of the time mongabuka khona manje when it comes to ama marriages kugcwele nje inkulumo e-negative. And uzo umuntu athi ay mina yazi le ndaba yemshado angisangeni kuyona or angisayingeni indaba yama relationship because ugcina uhetheka or the other person akheta. So I'm glad ukuthi wena umshado lo ukhuluma ngendlela e positive and then ebonisa omunye ukuthi bona uthando lwangempela liya exist lukhona. Yebo, yes. Ubaba ukuthandile yes. Waze wandlula kusho ukuthi lama vows seniye nawasho ukuthi until ukufa kuze kusihlukanise yes. Nihlukaniswe yikona
yes.
Hayi nje okunye kwama yes. Divorce and all that
yes.
So we thank God ngabantu abafana nani ukuthi abantu abasha bayibona ukuthi ikhona lento ene iyaphila and ngithande uma usho ukuthi umshado ubuya kubani kuNkulunkulu kusho ukuthi lo mshado kuyisipho kuyiblessing ebuya kuNkulunkulu. Siyabuya ngicela sithathe nje elincane ikhefu bese siyaqhubeka ngendaba yethu ngikanye ke no dokotela uBeauty Magudu ubhale incwadi la enhle ethi Lasting Love.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo 8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Ethi ngifunde la i WhatsApp uthi sawubona bahle and your guest 1 Samuel 26 verse 20 ngalokho igazi lami malingaweli emhlabathini ngikude nawe Jehova ngokuba inkosi yakwa Israel iphumele ukufuna umphefumulo wam Isaiah 28 verse 20 ngokuba umbhede uyakuba mfishane kunokuba umuntu enabe kuwo nengubo ibencane kunokuba umuntu azisonge ngayo. Okay. Ubaba la usherela ama scriptures 1 Samuel 26 verse 20, Isaiah 28 verse 20. Angazi ukuthi iyahambisana nendaba esixoxayo la mama or bekashera nje ama scriptures. Yeah. Okay, nginokuzwa abanye abantu abashadile bathi asishadile in community of property, kodwa sishade in community of purpose.
Yes.
Gusha ukuthini lokho?
I suppose I've never uttered that but
yeah.
I suppose ba umchato omnye nomnye umchato une purpose.
Yeah.
That's what I want to believe. I purpose kaNkulunkulu first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose nani bachati ninayo I purpose eninayo concerning umchato wenu.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
Whether it's to grow all together, whether it's to enlarge a family, but iba khona le purpose ekhoyo.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, kusho ukuthi umshado ungenayo purpose, kusona umshado kuwukuthi ningabambana.
Yeah.
I-purpose kumele ibe khona.
Xa ingekho i-purpose kaloku, i-purpose I think it's I suppose ilento that keeps you together.
Yeah.
I-purpose iba yiyo lento that you are striving towards.
Mm-hmm.
Yabona?
Mm-hmm.
Uba i-goal enizibekela yona. Into ekwenza uba uvuke ufuna ukushada noba kuba nzima emtshatweni. Urhalele ukupersevera because kaloku kunenjongo kukhona mm-hmm. ne-purpose. But I suppose xa ingekho i-purpose ungavuka nasekuseni uqonde uba hayi kakade ndidikiwe.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because akho
yeah.
purpose.
Yeah.
You know, ayikho into ekwenza uba ube nomdla.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm. Ngicela sikhulume indaba ye compatibility.
Okay.
Wazi kanjani ukuthi compatible nomuntu? Ikakhulukazi mhlawumbe nisaqala niku courtship yabona izinto ezinjalo.
Yeah, enkosi kakhulu. Incompatibility is very very important.
Mhm.
But ndifuna ukuthi mna xa ukholwa for me incompatibility I mean ukuba equally yoked ukubalulekile more than ukuba compatible.
Okay.
How compatible kuzothwa no sithanda into ezifanayo sicinga ngokufana you understand
yeah.
But ukuba equally yoked it goes deeper than just ukuba compatible ukuba you equally yoked it means that sikholelwa inkolo efanayo we believe in the same Jesus we believe in the same Holy Spirit you know xa sithandaza sithandaza kunye you understand
yeah.
So when you are compatible and you are equally yoked it almost kuba yiglue yomchato
yeah.
ukuthi u solid lomchato
mm-hmm.
you know
yeah
yes
1552 isikhathi leso and mhlambe lapha ekhaya unombuzo noma une comment ngale ndaba esikhulumayo la nomama so njengoba i-title yencwadi yakho ithi lasting love
yes
so ikhona ngempela into enjalo
lasting love is possible
yeah
Antethi story.
Yeah.
Dibone kum.
Kuwena. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm.
Impossible kanjani ke. Yabona into eyenza ba lasting love ingabi possible. Yile yokuba sisuke singene emtchadweni siwenze owethu.
Mm.
Sifuna ukwenza.
Unkulunkulu simbekela leqeleni.
Unkulunkulu simbeka eqaleni.
Yeah.
Simcinga mhlambi. When things are going wrong
yeah.
khona simcingayo
uyabona
uh-huh. but asiqali ngaye uyabona
uh-huh.
but if uqale ngonkulunkulu you know I remember kwezanyanga zokugqibela ke phankoba umyeni wami asweleke I mean besijongana sithi hayibo ulutheno luthando lwethu it has just escalated to another level into enambi tekayo emlonyeni so I'm saying lasting love is possible It's very possible.
Yeah.
But mele uThixo abe yisenter yalomtshato lo. Because kaloku uThixo is so attached to into yomtshato. Ude athi we are his bride. That's how attached God is to umtshato.
Yeah.
You understand? And uThixo uyayithanda into enomtshato o representer no reflector I glory yakhe yena Thixo you understand so ubangaba siya kwempana apha sisoloko sisilwa it does not represent ngoba uThixo uluthando utshilo apha xa siqala wathi uThixo uluthando uyabona so when he is the center I lasting love I possible ndibonile ndai experiencer ndai enjoya that is why ndinesibindi esingaka sokubhala nangayo I lasting love
0123341322 unombuzo une comment nangu mama la angakwazi ukuthi ke akusize mhlambe lapho emshadweni yey abanye bathi kuyashisa uzabanye bathi abanye bafuna ukuphuma abanye bafuna ukungena so asazi ukuthi ikuphi kumele kwenziwe siyangena noma siyaphuma yini but ngiyajabula ngoba nakho today ufakazela indaba yokuthi umshado ukhona and umshado umnandi.
Amen.
And uma nje isekelo somshado wenu kungaba ngubani? NguKristu.
Amen.
You know, niyakwazi ukuthi nindlule kuwo wonke ama challenges enibhekana nawo. Akusho ukuthi uma kumnandi azikho izinto enibhekana nazo. Yebo zikhona, but both of you niyazi ukuthi uma sekushubile niyakubani, niyakuKristu ngoba nguye isisekelo somshado wenu. 0123341322 mzalwane ungashayise kahambile umama la. Uyabona isikhathi sithini sithi 5 before 4 o'clock ngoba uma uzobuza angasekho mina ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngiphendule about lasting love. Incwadi enhle kakhulu le. Uyabona kule mshado yakhona manje ne abantu abasha ba nangalendlela mhlambe bayawuhambisa ngayo umshado baze bawubiza ukuthi isikhathi sesimodern, uya understand, and izinto zabo bazenza nge smodern. Uze omunye athi mina mengipheka wena washizitsha, mina mengenza lokhu yenza lokhu, uya understand. Ngathi bayenza u 50-50 and ngake ngezwa omunye umfundisi athi umshado is not about 50-50, it's 100-100.
Yes.
Because if kuzoba u 50-50 inkinga iqala lapho. Okay, ithingi la elayinini. Okay, uhambile uzobuya futhi. 012-334-1322. Yeah, ngicela ubuye futhi. Nangu mama la uzophendula uma kumbuzo. Le ndaba le yama 50-50 ihamba kanjani?
Yeah, no, i 50-50 ayikho.
Yeah.
I say Benz, truly go 100-100.
Yeah.
Yes. Emchatweni. It cannot be 50-50.
Uh-huh.
And I think kaloku, umchato sine manual yawo, which is the word of God.
Ngicela ukubamba lapho, nangu buyile. Sawubona Dumela.
Yebo, bomake ngikhona ninjani?
Siyaphila baba wenu njani?
Hayi, nami ngiphilile.
Mm.
Ya, nine mibuzo three mara ibambene.
Okay.
One, umama uthe bahlukene 32 years and then babuya bahlangana. In the 32 years zange bastruggle mhlambe banande bathumana nyana ngephone wathi. And then secondly, yini into ayayenza ukuthi before the 32 years bahlukane bazobuye bahlangane after 32 years. Then ngizwile ukuthi why bahlangene. Lastly, does he believe ukuthi angakhona ukukhopa nomunye umuntu after umyeni ahambile ngendlela ebeba united ngakhona? Name is Ephraim. Ngiyabonga bayisalalela.
Okay, siyabonga babo, uzolalela ku radio. Thank you. Okay, before sizophendula ubaba la, ngicela silalele Nancy voice note.
Ngiyabingelela. Kumama nakuwe sisibahle ngegama likaJesu.
Amen mama.
Ya, uthando luvela kuNkulunkulu. Kodwa kungenzeka yini sisibahle mangabe sesikhulile njengawo, lethi mhlambe umama una 63 ngenzeka ukuthi uNkulunkulu ambusise ngomyeni. Uba ubaba wakwami wadlula 2001 kodwa indaba yomshado bengasayingeni enhlisweni yami. Sengisibhekele uNkulunkulu yena yedwa. Kungenzeka ukuthi ngahlangana nomuntu ozongithanda kube kuhle enhlisweni yami, ngiphile kanye naye ngoba sazi isikhathi uNkulunkulu azosigcina noma azongigcina. Angibhekanga umshado kodwa ngibheka uNkulunkulu ukuthi nguye kuphela okwaziyo ukusenzela okuhle. Ngiyabonga, ngiyabuza kumama kakhulu. Kuyenzeka na ukuthi umuntu angashada at the age of 63, 64, 65 kanjalo? Ngiyabonga, uNkulunkulu akubusise. Amen.
Amen mama, amen. Okay, siqale ngobaba ne.
Yes.
Okay, ubaba uthi nahlukana for 32 years and then naphinde nahlangana. And then uthi uthani kanje yini eyenza ukuthi nihlukene for iminyaka emingaka ne?
Yeah.
I think the question we lay yes, nahlukaniswa yini and then so pendulile ukuthi niye naphinda nahlangana kanjani. Okay.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay. Thank you so much. Xa ndiuphendula lo mbuzo ndifuna uqala ngokuthi kukhona into ebizwa the permissible will of God and the perfect will of God. Permissible will of God. Kune permissible will, let me put it like that.
Yeah.
Kune perfect will kaThixo.
Mm-hmm.
So uNkulunkulu uyathanda ukuthi because izwi lakhe lithi choose life. Mm-hmm. You know, I put before you life and death.
Yeah.
Choose life. Ngoku ya ngokukaNkulunkulu uthanda ukuthi sihambe kwi perfect will yakhe. But sometimes, like in our case, at that time we were not born again. Sasingabantwana, we did not even understand into yomtshato, understand. And so I want to believe in between kuye kwafika our permissible will. Safuna ukwenza into yethu ngendlela yethu ngokuthanda kwethu. Not knowing ukuthi uThixo une perfect will.
Wow.
There is a perfect will.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, 32 years later, the perfect will still had to happen. Even though it took 32 years longer.
Mm-hmm.
We understand.
Yeah.
So, mele sigade into ba kwi permissible will nokuba kwi perfect will. Because permissible will uThixo uzokwala uzosoloko esala. But if wena uyaphikelela uThixo athi okay mhlambi ke ufuna ukuzibonela ufuna ukuzivela, you know, but you can save yourself so much trouble, trauma, pain and hurt xa ungamamela uThixo uhambe kwi perfect will yakhe.
Hey, uyazi mo ukukhuluma leyo nto ne. Someone wafaka a comment athi, you know, sometimes siya forcer to be mhlambe emshadweni or ukuba in a relationship and uthola ukuthi lo muntu lo ofosa ukuthi ube naye uthola ukuthi uyakabuse uthola ukuthi nje wenza yonke into ongayicabanga nje eyenza ukuthi ungajabuleli ukuba kulo mshado until wena uzothatha isinqumo sokuthi you know what angisafuni ngiyaphuma kulo mshado.
Yes.
So okay, it's him. Ubosocedile ukumphendula ubaba?
Yeah, ndicinga ukuba ndimphendule ukuthi sathatha ipermissible will instead of following the perfect will, but ke sasinaive, sasibancinci, sasingena Christu, you know, yes.
Okay, I think omunye umbuzo ukuthi if it happened, uNkulunkulu aphinda akubusise futhi, ungakwazi ukuthi mhlampe ubuild futhi nomuntu omusha ngendlela nje ukuthi wena nobaba magudi beni umuntu omunye ngakhona.
No, I can answer that question by saying ukuthi I think it's Galatians 2:20. Uthi the life that I live in the flesh, I live it by faith. For it is no longer I that lives, but it is Christ who lives in me. Yabona impilo yam andiziphileli mna. If bekuya ngam benza uthi no. Imnandi le taste lapha emlonyeni wami eshiwe ngutata uMagudu imnandi iyanambitheka. If bekusiya ngam benza uthi no. Ndifuna ukunambitha le taste, but andizazi andiyazi i plan kaThixo concerning my life. And so I trust and obey le uThixo anilidela kuyo ile endiyenzayo. Yabona? But if bekuya ngambe nza uthi cha. Yabona? So it depends ukuthi uThixo yena ithini injongo yakhe ngam. Yes.
Wow. Okay, any comment lana bahle, thank you for the message of hope nami. Nami uNkulunkulu uzongihlekisa, okay? I'm a wounded soul. I was abused, rejected, and broken by men. May God strengthen your guest as she carry on with the message of hope.
Amen.
Mm. Okay. Oh, abaga shabani la batim. Wanted to check with Togotela. Is the church still preaching holiness your youth, taking care of themselves and ready for marriage? Are we preparing our youth for marriage? And what causes some pastors to fornicate? Or would I meant commit adultery? Okay, tingela elainini. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni. Sawubona.
Hello
ma, ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Ngikhona, ukhuluma noMasitshaba.
Hey, uMasitshaba ka First Law. Mm.
How are you, my darling?
I'm good, mama.
Thank you so much. Ngiyabulisa mama nawe.
Amen, 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 Masitshaba.
I'm very blessed to tell I'm a testimony, even a encouragement with ephuma kuwe, uMama omdala.
Amen.
Knowing the journey too.
Amen.
Unkulunkulu, unkulunkulu weyikhathi zakhe.
Hallelujah.
Akusho unkulunkulu weyikhathi zethu.
Amen.
You may see when it's over or you limit your age. Unkulunkulu athi nasegugeni. Uza kublesa because of the journey that you went through.
Hallelujah.
And the journey of honesty. Unkulunkulu ukuthembakala.
Amen.
Unkulunkulu ukubhadala ngokuthembakala kwakho nokukhuluma amaqiniso uma ukhuluma ngejourney of life.
Hallelujah.
Kunomama obuzile ukuthi at the age of 60 is it possible ukuthi ungangena emshadweni. If unkulunkulu afuna, nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
Ukuthi kungayenzeka futhi. Ngoba uNkulunkulu uye osibeyela amalanga wokuphila akusiyithi.
Mm.
And ibusiso ziphuma kuye. Asizikhetheli thina ibusiso zethu.
Hmm.
So thank you so much for being this mother to us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the teachings. And thank you for teaching even the wounded souls, because thina bomama sithi angiyeke ngize ngene emshadweni because of the treatment engiye ngayithola emuva. Not knowing ukuthi kuneyithelo ezinhle phambili.
Hallelujah.
UNkulunkulu azibekile. I'm talking about myself.
Amen.
Because I know the journey. So ukuhlala nokuthembakala kuNkulunkulu kuyabhadalana.
Amen.
So ngikhuthaza wonke umuntu, it can be ubaba or umama. The spirit of fear masuke.
Yeah.
The spirit of fear masuke. Uvulele uNkulunkulu athathe indawo. Ngiyabona.
Eish, and ngiyazi uMasitshaba ukuthi uyarelate kakhulu kulento umama ekhulumayo, especially
exactly.
Le ye 32 years.
That is why I'm saying, I'm trying to khuluma ngabo mama kakhulu mina mangikhuluma. Ngifuna ukudusiza abo baba because esikhathini esiningi ngathi abo baba bayabakhohlwa nabo ukuthi bayalimala.
Yeah.
So ngikhuthaza nobaba uthi mina hayi umfazi ngimbonile, hayi mina impilo ngiyibonile. As long as usaphila,
yeah,
there is hope.
Amen.
As long as usaphila, there is hope. Never ever limit your age ukuthi mina seng above 40, I'm above 50. Yekela uNkulunkulu athathe indawo.
Amen.
UNkulunkulu uyabhadalana ngesikhathi sakhe.
Yebo.
Amen.
Okay, thank you so much, my wonderful people. UNkulunkulu asigcinele nina.
Riyalebo uMasitshaba. Yo.
Thank you.
Yeah, mhlambe sibuyele. Okay.
Yeah, bengicela ukuphendula uma as well.
Lo ka 63.
Ndithanda ukuphendula but ndinombuzo at the same time.
Okay.
Kumama ukuthi yena ulangazelela ntoni kuThixo.
Mm.
What is the desire?
Yeah.
Of her heart.
Yeah.
Because izwi likaNkulunkulu litsho njalo lithi he will grant us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
Ngumbuzo lone but ndifuna ukuphendula ke ndithi ke uThixo like akacingi aka reasoning njengathi
yeah
yabona irrational ka Thixo ayifani neyethu
eh
uThixo is not moved by age
mm-hmm.
you understand that God is not moved by time yabona
mm-hmm.
so u63 kuthi it's a number but kuThixo it really means nothing, you know
yes.
because a day is like a thousand years you understand mm-hmm. so uma andazi ndifuna uthi kuye makakha yothetha noThixo athethe naye bebo babini
abe honest
ukuthi yena ulangazelela ntoni you know
eh
xa efisa ukuthi because I want to believe ukuthi the more ukhula kuba khona la loneliness
yes
yoba yo abantwana badala baphumile endlini nabazukulwana bathi hi no we are booked for weekends you understand so
yeah.
kube khona la ufilisha nje umhlambi unida i companionship yabona
yeah.
so umama makamxelele uThixo moso andithi ngathi ungumhlolokazi kwasa yena
yes
yeah. so uThixo ke has got a special heart ngabahlolokazi xa uya kuye uthi kaloku wena uyi defender yabahlolokazi
mm-hmm.
uthethe naye njengokuba ubuza uthetha notatakho
yeah.
mina ndimbiza utatamo
yes.
so kunezinto endingathanda ziyo ngazo ndiyazincokola ndizincokole naye
uh-huh.
so benza uthi kumama ke makayoncokola notatakhe
mm-hmm.
utatakho uzamnika lento yena ilangazelela enhlizweni yakhe
abaka Chabani la bekabuza ukuthi emabandleni kusa preachiwa ngeholiness kubantu abasha and nokuthi bayinakekele kanjani and nokuthi nibalungiselele for umshado uthi kusese khona lokho zikhona lezo imfundiso yini
yes
yeah
izimfundiso esingakwazi ukusuka kuzo ezo as much as mhlambi sometimes they are not preached enough uyabona
yeah
but yabona ndifuna ndiyathanda ukuyigcizelela into yokuthi mele inhliziyo zabantu ngempela ziqale we must reach people where they are more than uba abantu sifune ba uphold certain laws we understand
yeah
iBhayibheli lithi uJesu xa ebona ukuthi abafundi bakhe ingathi bayaphambana the first thing that he would do it was to go into the synagogue and teach
yeah
so mele kuthichwe
yeah
mele ithichwe le holiness
yebo
you know
yeah
abantu abatsha I know I deal with them as well baza ajuwisha bakuxelela ukuthi iya but abazalwane bastinji abazalwane abachatani aba uya understand
yeah.
but you keep on teaching until the message reaches home
amen
yeah we can't stop teaching
yes
no we cannot kubalulekile ke ukuthi normally uzofika kuthwa ku preparewa the girl child but and iboni kakhulu emabandleni into e prepare the male child
yeah
uyabona
yeah,
so we need to teach both male child and the girl child kanga ngokuba I will be running a course as well because now I'm getting those questions a lot ukuthi ndiz prepare kanjani ke
yeah
you understand for lomchato but indawo yokuqala yok prepare is to heal the woundedness of the soul
yeah
amen
so and uye wabuza futhi ubaba omunye umbuzo ukuthi kudalwa yini ukuthi abanye abafundisi bafonicate or bacommitte adultery
it's very important yabona enye nenye into it needs to have a balance
yeah
yabona xa nichatile ke ningabachat inkonzo yase bedroom it's very very crucial
yeah
xa ufunda pha ku 1 Corinthians chapter 7 iBhayibheli lithi umzimba wakho wena nkosikazi ngumzimba womyeni wakho and vice versa iphinde ithi iBhayibheli ke do not deprive each other do not deprive each other yabo ndifune ke ukuthetha kulento yabafundisi ukuthi la verse ithi awunawuvuka ekseni uvuke so sithi no the Lord spoke to me I'm fasting now ithi la vesi, there must be a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
Noba mnandithi uThixo uthethile nami wathi mandivuke ndifaster ekuseni. Mele umlingani wam si agree because andikwazi umdepriver. Ndzasike ndivuke ekuseni ndithi uThixo uthethe nami mandiyo faster kanti umlingani wam unenkanuko yakhe which is due to her or due to him.
Yeah.
So ithi we should not deprive each other. So ufumanisa ukuthi if la nkonzo yase kamireni ayiseviswa it's a door that you are opening for the enemy. You will fall into fornication ngoba awiseviswa like it's not balanced. Mele kube ne balance. So inkonzo yase kamireni it's very very crucial and iyahlonitshwa futhi.
Yeah, and I think ibuyele futhi kwindaba ye communication ngoba uzothola ukuthi bayalekha kuleyo department ingoba abakhulumi ngayo lento. Umhlambi ubaba asho ukuthi yazi mina ngithokoziswa yilokhu, mama naye asho ukuthi mina ngithokoziswa yilokhu, uma singayenza kanje kana kanje, you know, sizoba happy.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, ubaba lana uthi kunemishado emibili emhlabeni, umshado wenkalivasi. Uyayichaza la in brackets uthi umshado esifunela wona onezinto eziphathekayo lavish lifestyle and lapho ani invite uChristu who is the head of umshado bese kuba khona umshado ovela kumnikazi womshado that is God. In brackets uthi before a man or woman gets into marriage, both of them should be Jesus Christ bride first. Utlo umshado awubi na divorce because both bashade to heaven and earth.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, yo mama, isikhatsethi bazongishaya bazongena emva kwakho. Okay, angazi ku comment la ka baba mhlambe ukukhona uthanda ukukusho.
Yeah. No, I can concur with that. Yabona xa sizazi thina first and foremost ukuthi we are the bride.
Yeah.
Yes, of Christ. Kuba lula ke ngoku kwenza leye natural. We understand.
Yep.
And as I have alluded before, ukuthi perfect will versus the permissible will. Yes.
Wow. Siyabonga kakhulu dokotela ukuthi nje uyazi usiphe isikhatsi sakho. Itholakala kanjani incwadi?
Okay.
Yeah.
Incwadi iyatholakala on my website www.lastinglove.co.za. Okanye you can go on ikhona na ku Amazon.
Okay.
Yes, ikhona na ku Amazon. You can look it up kdp.amazon.com. You can look it up ngegama lam Beauty Magudu okanye the title of the book Lasting Love. Ungayifumana ke phofu na kum. You can WhatsApp me on 084-620-7991. 084-620-7991. Yes. WhatsApp leyo.
Uthe website
www.lastinglove.co.za.
Oh, .co. Bona mina ngifaka .com. Okay, .co.za.
Yes.
Yo, in 1 minute or no, it's in mere seconds. Ungathini nje kuwo wonke umuntu olalele.
Kumuntu wonke olalele. Lasting love is possible. Lasting love is doable. Lasting love in a marriage or in a relationship is the heart of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Sure. Dokotela, thank you so much. Njoba umzwile ke ukuthi we talk ku social media awukho.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Social media Beauty Magudu on my Facebook. Yes. Yeah.
Beauty Magudu.
Beauty Magudu.
Okay, alikho I page
it
like
at
okay.
Yeah, it's author Beauty Magudu.
Okay, like Facebook, TikTok, page, Instagram.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, my page. Okay.
Yeah, and then I've got also a group, Yabantu Abachatile. Faithful Foundations. It's a chat group and denayo na yole.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, Dokotela, thank you so much. Ithole lencwadi mzalwane kakhulukazi uma uyilungiselela mhlawumbe ukungena emshadweni o ungaphakathi emshadweni and uthanda ukuthi ke improve uyazi umthande ngendlela enhle umuntu wakho naye azokwazi ukuthi akuthande ngendlela enhle and yabona uma nithandana ngale yondlela umshado uba muhle and niyakhula nje ninonke and kuba ne peace yazi i peace into enkulu emshadweni i peace mengaba khona uyazi umama nje uyakwazi ukuthi ke athobe umama uyakwazi ukuthi konje iBhayibheli lithini lithi baba thanda mama yenzani submitha so ukusubmitha kuka mama gayisela nje uyazi awukuforce ungumama ngoba uthandwa ngendlela e right uthandwa ngubaba mama thank you so much may Hallelujah. God bless you
thank you so much for the opportunity
is kaba sokugcina ke lesi bazalwane nasi sihambile isikhathi u Pastor Jules Salome ungumele naye ukuthi ke sizo qhubeka sikhulume ngendaba ye forgiveness angim ashare ngalomhlabelelo ngizoqala la nge the invitation featuring Kalin bathi arise uzolandela nozodwa mahlangu ethi ntate ke mang
you're at 657 am radio caring 24 hours a day
do you need prayer WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.